Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Svi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Gimel. The Gemara brings a shayla by Minei Reb Chel by Meb Shmuel by Nachmeni Maro Yaakov Shanotal Bechoyim Meruvin Venosna LeYosef. In fact, the Gemara Maro, what did Yaakov see to take the Bechoy away from Reuven? The Pasuk is Mefarish Bechil Lo Yitzui Yaviv, that this time Reuven was Chayte, because of the Chet of Reuven, Yaakov took the Bechoy from Reuven and gave it to Yosef. Zok the Gemara La Maro, Shem Nostal Yosef, why did Yaakov give the Bechoy to Yosef more than all the other brothers? And the Gemara is Masik, El Rabbeinus and Rabchol, Le Kachom, Aru Yosef, Bechoy Lotzeis, Be Rachel, Bemis, the Bechoy was Roy to come out of Rachel. The Chzeve, Eila told this Yaakov Yosef, El Shekit Mosel, Lea Berachimim, Umitoich Tzniyah Shaisab Ba Rachel Lechzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu La. Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Tzniyah by Rachel for the schus of that Tzniyah, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machzir the Bechayra to Rachel, and that's why he gave the Bechayra that he took away from Reuven, he gave it to Yosef. And the Mefarshim ask Akasha, what was the heter of Yaakov Avinu to take the Bechayra from Reuven and give it to Yosef? There's an issue in the Torah, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisaitzeh tells us, V'yibiyemin chili esbonav eis eshayyeh loy lo yuchal levaker es ben ahuva al pnei ben asnu ha-bechor. There's a lav in the Torah to be mevaker the ben ahuva al pnei ben asnu ha-bechor. So what was the heter of Yaakov to take the Bechor away from Reuven and give it to Yosef? L'chor is being over the issue of lo yuchal levaker es ben ahuva al pnei ben asnu ha-bechor. And the Rechaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi is me on the pasuk of koichi veishesoni is me farish that koiden matan toira hagandus kaimera ha'avis kol toira kula. There was no mitzvah va'isa on this that the avis from mekayim kol toira kula. They got schafer being mekayim the mitzvahs, but they were only mitzvah and design mitzvahs b'nei nayach. On the kiyum of kol toira kula, there were any mitzvah va'isa. Zogt der Rechaim HaKadosh that hagam the avis mitzad chavivusim ba'ashem en cheshkan ba'ishu ha'elyoin. Therefore they were mekayim kol toira kula, but when they saw there was a tayelis and being over on one of the yisurim in the toira, and there was a tikkunim that they were going to be masakin, I did this, that they being over Yisum in the Torah, they went and they were over the Yisum, wrote in Mekayim, these tikkunim, and this atzlocha that they saw that they would have through being over this Yisum. And this anhoga that one could only do koidim at in Torah when they're not mitzvah in the Yisum, they were only be Mekayim, the mitzvahs, mitzat chavivusim, ba'ashem. In such a case, if they saw tikkunim and atzlocha that they would have being over the Yisum, so Dr. Chaim HaKadosh could go and find that Yaakov was nosa bezachayis. Hagam is an issur to marry two sisters, but being that Yaakov Avinu saw tikkunim and atzlocha that he would have in marrying two sisters, he was over the issur and wrote him a second these tikkunim. So Dr. Chaim HaKadosh Wodin over here also, being that Yaakov Avinu saw there would be atzlocha and tikkunim that would come out from this, that Yosef should be the Bechor more than Reuven, therefore he was over the issur of Layuchol Avakas, Ben Ahuva, Pnei Ben Asnu HaBechor. And there's a similar mahalach in the Nefesh HaChaim in Soiv Shai Aleph, he's mefarish this, that Yaakov married two sisters, similar to this mahalach of the Arachayim HaKadosh, that Koidin Matan Torah, where the others were Einim Mitzvah V'Oise, when the B'makan that they saw there was a Tayelis being over the Yisum in the Torah, they were over the Yisum in order to misakan these Tekunim and to bring out this Tayelis. The Mefarshim in Pashas Kiseit say the Sipponu and the Dazgenim say a different Teretz. And they say this, that there's an issue of layuchol levakas ben ahuva apnei ben asnua abachor is dafka b'makam that he's just being mevaka because he wants to take it away from the ben asnua in order to give it to the ben ahuva. But if the reason why he's taking it away from the ben asnua is berishas the ben asnua, so to support him in such a case, there is no issue to take away the bechor from the ben asnua and give it to the ben ahuva. Memela, being that over here Yaakov Avinu was taking away the bechor from Reuven because of the chet of Reuven, bechil lo yitzui aviv, Zok Tisipunu, that's why the Pasuk is Mefarish, Bechil lo Yitzui Yaviv, Yaakovina took the Bechor away from Reuven and gave it to Yosef, being that it was done because of the Chet of Reuven. In such a case, there is no Issa Vayuchol Avakar as Ben Ahuva, Al Pnei Ben Asnua HaBechor. It's only an Issa to take it away Machmas, the Av and the Sinner, but to take it away Machmas, the Chet of the Ben HaBechor. In such a case, there is no Lav, and that's why Yaakov Avinu was allowed to take the Bechor away from Reuven and give it to Yosef. The Gemara is Mamshech, my kid Mosel Leah Berachmim. What do we mean when we say that Leah was Maknim Berachmim and therefore she was Zeicha the Bechor was Yotzim Imeno? The Gemara is Mefarish that Leah was Shemas, our precious Drachim, but Adam that was saying that Rivka has two sons and Lavan has two daughters, Gdaila le God, Luktan and Lakatan. And she was Shoyal Mamasei, and they told her that the God was Ishrahu, Melastim is Abrius, and the Katan is Ishtam Yeshev Oyalim. And therefore, Leah was boicha at shenoshru visei aneo. She was boicha until she was noshru visei aneo. And the hainu de chsiv, vayar Hashem ki snua Leah. So, tomorrow, what does the pasuk mean when it says, vayar Hashem ki snua Leah? My snua, ilema, she was snua mamish. Ef she begnus behemet mea, le di bera kosev. The pasuk wouldn't even talk about the gnus of a behemet mea. The gnus tzadik and di bera kosev. Would the pasuk talk about the gnus of tzadik to tell us that Leah was snua, that Yaakov was soine Leah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that it was snuin maisei Esav b'faneh, and therefore she was zeiche v'yiftach es rachma. The Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Mem brings from the Baalei Nefesh to arrive at Esther Kasha. If the Pasuk tells us v'yara Hashem ki snua Leia, that Leia was snua to Yaakov, it comes out that Reuven and Shimon are b'nei asnua. The Gemara in Nedarim tells us u'bereisi mikem ha'amordim v'ha'poishim bi. There's a certain type of children that are called the Mordim v'ha'poishim bi, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's mavtiach u'bereisi mikem ha'amordim v'ha'poishim bi, and the Gemara's mefarish were these Mordim u'poishim. Reb Levi Eila b'nei Tisha Midas, b'nei Emo, b'nei Anusa, b'nei Snua, b'nei Nidoi, all different. There are nine different Midas, that Eila b'nei Tisha Midas, that these nine children are ubareisi mikem, are called mordim uposhim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mavtiach ubareisi mikem amordim v'aposhim bi. In fact, the Ravid, it comes out that Reuven and Shimon are b'chlal, these mordim uposhim, they are b'nei Asnua, if the Pasuk tells us v'ya Hashem ki snua leya. And the Ravid gives two terutzim, like the Ravid, Agamda Leia was snua, but b'shas tashmish she was Ritzuya Hoysa, and therefore she's not included in this of the B'nai Tishamidis to be called B'nai Asnua. And like the Ravid, a second teretz, that B'emis and Leia wasn't snua. It was only that Yaakovina was Av as Rachel Tvei, that Leia felt that she was snua. It wasn't the pshat that Yaakovina was Sainai Leia, that therefore the children should be called B'nai Asnua. Ella, it was only that Leah felt snua, being that Yaakov was Av as Rachel Tvei, therefore Leah felt as a snua, but she wasn't the Be'emis as snua, and therefore Reuven and Shem were not considered B'nai snua. The Beker Yosef asked on the Ravid, what's the Ravid's kasha, that the Leah's children should be called B'nai snua? L'chayri, that's only the Havmin of the Gemara, the Maskonasag, the Gemara says she wasn't Be'emis and snua. Just like the Pasuk doesn't talk about Begnus, Be'em, Atmeyak, Tzadikim, Atzmon, Le'kol Shekain, and the Gemara's Mefarish, who was snua, Maisa Esav before now. But Be'emis and Leah wasn't a snua, so what's the Ravid's kasha that the Reuven and Shimon should be the B'nai Teish and Midas, they should be considered B'nai snua? And L'chayri, the Kavanah of the Ravid to ask a snua to what the Mashar asked in our sugya. In fact, the Mashal, what's the Havmin of the Gemara? The Gemara is a Havmin that Leia was Snua, and it's only because the Gemara is a Kasha that B'ma Behemet Meir, the Pasuk doesn't talk about the Gnus of a Behemet Meir, it's a Dikanatsun like Koshike. In fact, the Mashal, what's the Havmin that Leia was Snua? L'chayr, Yaakov Avinu wouldn't be over the Issur in the Torah, not to Lysisna Sechicha Bilvavecha. V'oidim Kain Zokt, in fact, the Mashal, and the Havmin of the Gemara comes out Leia's children are B'nai Asnua, they're B'nai Teisha Midas. And Chayy, that's also the Kavan of the Ravid. The Ravid's asking, what's the Havmin of the Gemara that Leah's Be'emis and Snua, that the Gemara only switches because the Gemara is a Kasha, that Begnus Be'emet Meir, Lady Barak Kosov. Chayy, what's B'chlal? The Havmin of the Leah's Snua would come at the Yaakov, Venus, Megay, Valav of Le Sisna, V'oida comes out, Leah's children should be B'nai Asnua. And the Mashah answers this Kasha, like the Mashah, Bishas Ibure Sharuven, Leah wasn't Snua. Because at that time, Yaakov Avinu thought it was Rachel, and Cain, she wasn't the Snua, and therefore Reuven wouldn't be B'nai Asnua. And Zokta Mashah, by the time Bishasi Burish or Shimon, at that point Leah was no longer Snua. Zokta Mashah, the Medrash says that once Yaakovinu saw that Leah was Mulberis, he said, Le'ima shall Elu ani Megarish, and therefore Yaakovinu wasn't Megarish Leah. It was only until the Yaakovinu was Makah that Leah was Mulberis, at that point it was Vidaitish a Yaakov Lagarsha. But once Yaakovinu was Makah that Leah was Mulberis, he said, Le'ima shall Imon shall Elu ani Megarish, and therefore from that point on Leah wasn't Snua. So it comes out, Bishasiburi Shal Reuven, Leia wasn't a snu anymore, and Bishasiburi Shal Shimon also, at that point already Yaakovina did not have Dastin Megarish Leia anymore, and at that point she wasn't snu anymore, therefore Leia's children do not have the Allah of B'nai Asnua, and with this the Mashal is answering the Kasha of the Ravid that Leia's children aren't B'nai Asnua. The Gemara and the Hemshech brings another Shiloh, Boy Minei Abba Khalifa Kivuyim Ebchia Bayabo. When the Pasuk is Moina the Shiv Nefesh that were yorded with Yaakov to Mitzrayim, Bechlolanat the Moitzi Shivim, the Pasuk calls him the Shivish and Shivim Nefesh, but when one counts, Beprotanat the Moitzi Shivim Chaser Achas, the Pasuk only lists 69 people, doesn't list the 70th person. And the Gemara is Masik Lebesoif, Omer, that Magoli is Toivo Isubiyodiv, Atamavakish Labdu Mimeni, Hochi Omer, Ebchama Bachanino, Zuyechevich, Oirosa, Bederech, Veleidosa, Benachoimis. The 70th person is Yecheved. Yecheved was a Rosa Baderech, and Leidosa was Ben Achaimish, and Emma Asher Yolda Oysa Lelevi Ben Mitzrayim. Leidosa was Ben Mitzrayim, Ben Rosa Ben Mitzrayim, and she's the 70th person. She was Nolda Ben Achaimish, and that's why we only count 69, and we don't count Yecheved. Yecheved is the 70th person who's Nolda Ben Achaimish. V'ashbam in Divya Maskul, Yecheved is Mepharish, Yulakach Lei Parat, but the reason why the Pasuk doesn't say Yecheved, so the Ashbam Shavayadayim Le Yotzel Av Ve'olam Yecheved wasn't born yet Peshas the minion of the Shivim Nefesh. Sagt der Rashbam, Allah ober b'meima isa yechever oza ober b'meima b'chnisasa le Mitzrayim. She was still ober b'shas knisasa le Mitzrayim. She was nailed after they came into Mitzrayim. So meila, therefore we don't count her begole, but she still is the 70th nefesh, being that she was already an ober at that time. We count her. That's why the pasuk says shivim nefesh v'yarda im Yaakov to Mitzrayim. But the befratim we only find 69 because the pasuk doesn't say begole, doesn't say yechever, being that she was only an ober at the time of the minyan. And l'chayre this Rashbam is not like a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Parshas Bamidbar and Paragimel Pasuk Tazvav is mefarish this that b'nei Levi animna mi ben chodesh ulamaylo. Zogt Rashi that it's melumed this shevet to be nimna from mi ben chodesh ulamaylo, because we find in the Pesukim that Yecheved is counted with the shevet nefesh that I yordim Yaakov l'mitzrayim. Zogt Rashi ashe yoldo iso l'levi b'mitzrayim im knisosa b'pesach mitzrayim yoldo iso. As they were entering Mitzrayim, at that point Yecheved was born. So Rashi, she was nolda bein achaymus mamish im knisosin l'mitzrayim b'shastei being nichnas to Mitzrayim. At that point, Yecheved was born. It's mavua from Rashi, she was born mamish bein achaymus, and the Rashbam is saying that she wasn't born mamish bein achaymus. Hayrasa was shalaybi Mitzrayim, and Leidasa was in Mitzrayim. She was an obu b'shas knisosin l'mitzrayim, and therefore she still counted as part of the shivim nefesh. But the pasuk doesn't say Yecheved, being that she was only obu at that time. And lechayve the fidus Rashbam yesh liyashiv akashav de beis Yosef. The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Yeralf tells us there's an Issa for a person Lishamish Mitosei B'Shnoi Sarov. And the Gemara learns this out from Yosef, that Yosef wasn't Mishamish Mitosei B'Shnoi Sarov. For Ektosis and Tainus and Daf Yeralf, for Akasha, how is it that Yecheved was Nolda Bein Achaymus? How was Levi Mishamish Mitosei B'Shnoi Sarov? So Ektosis that the Gemara doesn't really mean an Issa, it's only a Midas Chasidus, that Yosef was Noigus Midas Chasidus, but Levi wasn't Noigus Midas Chasidus, and therefore Yecheved was able to be Nolda Bein Achaymus. The Ran in Tainus answers Tosis Kashas, like the Ran, the entire Israel the Shamish Mitosei B'Shnoi Sarov is only when Yisrael is Shruyim B'Tzar, when there are Yidden that are Shruyim B'Tzar. Zokta Ran, being that the Shvatim had what to eat and they weren't Shruyim B'Tzar, therefore there was no Israel the Shamish Mitosei. In fact, the Ran, I Yosef was Shruyim B'Tzar, so in Cain, how is it that the Shvatim able to be Noyig as if it's not a Shnas Rov because there are no Yisraelim Shruyim B'Tzar? Zokta Ran, they were Yodu B'Yosef that he wasn't Shari B'Tzar, being that they knew that Yosef wasn't Shari B'Tzar, therefore there were no Yidden that were Shari B'Tzar in this Rav, and being that the entire Issa was only Kozman Dezer Yisraelim Shriim B'Tzar, therefore in this Rav there was no Issa L'Shamish Mitasi B'Shnoi Sarav. Fekti B'Yosef in Arachayim in Simin Tovkuf Ayin Dalet, how could the Ran say that the Shvatim knew that Yosef wasn't Shari B'Tzar? L'chaira Tescha Doshim Koidim, that they went down to Mitzrayim. In those 9 months, they didn't know yet that Yosef was the Melech of Mitzrayim. So how did they know at that point that Yosef wasn't Shoyi B'Tzar? And being that there's a chance that there's a Yid that Shoyi B'Tzar, how is it that Levi was Mishamish Mitosei B'Shnoi Sarov? And L'chaira the Beis Yosef is understanding like Rashi that Yecheved was Nolda Bein Achaymus Mamish. And therefore he's asking the Kasha that Tescha Doshim Koidim, that Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim. 9 months before that, they did not yet know that Yosef is the Melech of Mitzrayim, so they should still be chayish that maybe Yosef is Shari B'Tzar and they should be Yisrael L'Shamish Mitosim B'Shnoi Sarov. Now, shaking the feeder Ashbam that Yecheved was a Uber B'Shas that Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim. She was Nolda B'Mitzrayim and she was a Uber B'Meimo B'Shas K'Nisosim L'Mitzrayim. L'Chayved is no Kasha, it was B'Shas Yeridosim L'Mitzrayim that the Shvatim already knew that Yosef is the Melech of Mitzrayim and Yosef is not Shari B'Tzar. The Meila was Paka, the Issel L'Shamish Mitosim B'Shnoi Sarov, and Yecheved is already a Uber B'Shas K'Nisosim L'Mitzrayim, which was Hayrosash B'Eretz Yisrael, Shalei B'Mitzrayim, and Leidosa was B'Mitzrayim, and there was no Issel B'Chlat M'Shamish Mitosim B'Shnoi Sarov. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings a Braisa, Taner Abonan, Abachor Neitel Pishnayim, B'Zroya, U'B'Lechayayim, U'B'Keva, Abachor is Neitel Pishnayim, if his father had a Matnes Kuna that Yisrael is Mechuyiv to give to a Koyin, the Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim from the Zroya Lechayim, U'B'Keva, U'B'Mektoshin, U'B'Shvach, Sheshibchu Nechosim, Lachamisa Savien. Or Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim, in Shvach, that the Nechosim, U'Nishbach, Lachamisa Savien, and the Braisa is Mefarish, Ketzat, Hiniach, Lanavien, Par Mukheris, and Muskeris, Piad Achayim. Their father left them a parah that's rented out to other people, a shayseroye ba'afor, was pasteurizing in the afor, v'yolda, and now the parah had a child. Bechor neitel pishnayim, in such a case, the bechor is neitel pishnayim from the dmei schiris that the parah is rented out, the bechor is neitel pishnayim, the shvach sheshibchu nechosim lachamisa savi, and the bechor could be neitel pishnayim, and who would do his neitel pishnayim with the vlad that the parah was mailed. And the braisa continues that's only by shvach sheshibchu nechosim lachamisa savi. But if it's shvach sheshibchu yisoyim, the yisoyim will mashbiach the karka, banu batim v'notu kromim, in such a case, that's considered roi, vein ha-bechor neitel pishnayim, the bechor is not neitel pishnayim from that shvach sheshibchu yisoyim. And the Gemara in Daf Kuf Chav Dalet is mefarish that this brayse is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe yells that the Bukhari is noitel pishnayim in shvach sheshbichu and nechosim lachamisa saviyan. And Rebbe yells it's only by shvach sheshbichu yisoyimim. In such a case, the Bukhari is not noitel pishnayim. Mashenkin, the Rabbanan achelik on Rebbe, and the Rabbanan holds that the Bukhari is not noitel beroy kibbe muchsik, he's not noitel pishnayim beroy kibbe muchsik. And therefore, even by Shvach Shashibchu Nechosin Lachamisa Savian, also the Bukhari would not be Natal Pishnaim. He would not take Pishnaim from the Dmei Schiris and from the Dmei from the Dmei Chachiris. And he would not take Pishnaim from the Vlad that was nailed from the Parah Lachamisa Savian. Toysis and in the Vemaslo is some Mukheris, I Muskeris, Piarachem, Asa Kasha from the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel asks, according to the Maran Amar, that there's not all of the Allah that Shutfin could be Tavea Chaluk of Gura Yogurt, Amule Ravel, Lev Nachman, the Ditchot, the Amit, Lesdina, the Gura Yogurt, you do not hold of the Chaluk or the Tria of Gura Yogurt. In fact, the Gemara Bukharu Poshit, and Yechlan Avian, Ever to Behemetmea, if there are two brothers, a Bukhar and a Poshit, and the father left them an Ever and a Behemetmea, Kates are Eisen, how could they divide it? You don't know that the chaluk of Gurayogit, so how could the two brothers of Bechor Poshit divide up an Eved and a Behemet Tmeya? I say that the Eved serves what the Bechor 2 days and he serves the Poshit 1 day. So Tosis, we see the Bechor gets the Eved for 2 days, so we see he's neutral in the Maisiyadayim of the Eved Pishnayim. For Tosis, why is it that in our Gemara, the Gemara says a Parim Mukheris and Muskeris, according to the Rabbanon, the Bechor cannot be neutral Pishnayim because it's considered Roy? And we see the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel says that a Bechor is Neutel the Eved Shnei Yomim, he's Neutel from the Maisei Daim with Eved Pishnaim, and we say the Maisei Daim with Eved are not considered Roy. And Tosis answers that Hachanami Yom a Bechor eter Cholko a Etel Pishnaim b'Shvach v'Shus b'Yodai. Ein Hachanami, if the Bechor would be Tevea Chaluka, if he's Tevea that he wishes to be Chedek to Nechosim, in such a case the Bechor is now Neutel Pishnaim afilu b'Roy also. And that's the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara is discussing with the Bechor is already Tevea Chaluka. So being that the Bechor is Tevei is Chaluk already, in such a case we look at the Nechosim Kiel, they were Nischalku v'Oden Nishtatfu. Once we look at his Kiel, they were Nischalku v'Oden Nishtatfu, the Bechor is Zeich in his Chelek, the Bechor can be Neutel b'Roy ki b'Mochzik. And therefore he's Neutel p'Shnayim in the Maisei Daim of the Eved Agam Mitzaroy. Mashekin, our sugi is discussing Koidin that the Bechor was Tevei his Chaluk, he was Tevei to be Zeich in the p'Shnayim, he wants to be Zeich in his Chelek, Koidin is Tviyah, he's not Neutel b'Roy ki b'Mochzik. And therefore the Bechor is not Neutel from the Dmei Schiris and Dmei Chachiris, he is not Neutel p'Shnayim. The Rajman Daf Yud Gimel is Mefarish the Shakl V'Tayev, the Gemara of the Rajman, the Gemara's Kasha was the man, the less Ledina the Gura Yogod, how is it possible for one to make a Chalukah on an Eved and a Behemet Tmeya? And on that, the Gemara is answering, the way to make a Chalukah on an Eved and a Behemet Tmeya is this Eved Lezeh Shnei Yom Ulezeh Yem Echad. He's Eved the Bechor Shnei Yom and he's Eved the Poshet Yem Echad. And Zog the Rajman, that's considered a Chalukah, that's considered they were Chalukah the Nechos, now it's Eved Lezeh Shnei Yom Ulezeh Yem Echad. And that is the Maisa Chalukah that they've been Chalukah the Tvusas Abayis. It's considered that each one was Bozacha Bechelkai. So to have Shlomo Lechayev, Tosis is chaylik on this Rashba. If Tosis would hold that Eved Lezeh Shnei Yomim Ulezeh Yom Echad is considered a real Chalukas HaNechosin, that it's no longer considered Tvusas Abayis, it's now considered that Kol Echad was Zocha Bechelkim, and Tosis has no Kasha. This that the Gemara says that it's Eved Lezeh Shnei Yomim Ulezeh Yom Echad is because that's considered a Chalukah, and everybody's masking after they're chaylik to Nechosin, and the Bechor was Zocha Bechelkai, Avad the Shvach Sheshbichu Nechosin belongs to the Bechor. It's only Koidim Chalukah that we say the Bechor is not Neutel b'Shvach Sheshbichu Nechosim Lachamisa Savien. It's Mevuaf and Tosis that Tosis understood this that the Gemara says it's Eved Lezeh Shnei Yom Ulezeh Yom Echad, that's not considered a Maitzah Chalukah, it's not considered they've been Chalik to Nechosim. It's a way to be Neug with the Tfusas Abayis. And therefore, Zog Tosis, the Bechor, if you see from there that the Bechor is being Neutel Pishnaim, who are then by Dmei Chakivis and Dmei Schivis, also the Bechor should be Neutel Pishnaim. But our components of that Tosis is chaylik on the Rashba, and Tosis holds that the Eved Lezeh Shnei Yom Ulezeh Yom Echad is not considered a Maisa Chalukah. It's just a way to be noig with the Tfusas Abayis when one has an Eved and a Behemet Tmeya. And in came the Chayyah, it's fair to understand what is Tosis Teretz. If the Bechor is Tevea that he wishes to be chaylik, he wants to take it Lezeh Shnei Yom Ulezeh Yom Echad. The Chayyah, this is not a Tvias Chalukah, he's not being Tevea to be chaylik to Nechosim, he's being Tevea that it should be Eved him and should be Eved the brother. And in Cain, in such a case, why is it that Taisva says we look at its kilos nischalku vaz and v'hodin nishtatfu that we no longer look at it as a tvusas abayis, that there's no longer the halacha that a bechor cannot be neitel b'roi kiremuchzik and he is neitel pishnayim in the shvach sheshbichu nechosim. And the k'seis ha'choshin in simin reisha in chesif katan dalad and ibshleim in simin beza mefarish Taisva's teretz alpi the gemara and daf kufcha vav. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Chavav Amar Aleph tells us a halacha that Bechosha Micha Micha, if the Bechor was Micha, if he was Teiveya Chaluka, he was Micha, and this time it's a Tfusas Abayas, he made a Macho, that he wishes to be Zacha Bechelkoi. In such a case, the Macho is Mahani. From that point on, the Bechor is now Neitel Afilu Beroy, Afilu Beshvach, Shespichu Nechos, and the Bechor would be Neitel Pishnaim. The Rashbam in the Sugyan Daf Kuf Chavav, and it's more Mavur in the Chidusha Aran and Mefarish, what is this halacha Bechosha Micha Micha? Kipshuti, one would understand the halach of Bechor Shemicha Micha, that once the Bechor is Teivea Chaluka, he wishes to be Chalik to Nechosim. We look at the Nechosim, the Keilun is Chalku, and even though the other brothers didn't come to be Chalik to Nechosim yet, we look at in the meantime, it's Keilun is Chalku, Vahodin Nishtatfu, it's as if they divided up the Nechosim and then became regular Shutfin in these Nechosim. And if it be that the Bechor is Pishnaim and the Chaluka is considered a Shutif with Pishnaim, with a double Chalik in the Shutfis, and therefore he's Neutel Afilu Beroy, just like every Shutif is Neutel Beroy Kibbe Mochsik. The Rashbam, and it's more Mavu in the Ran, I'm referring to this Gemara with in a Chiddush Tikapshat. So the Ran being that the Geloshen Apostik, when it says, Losses Leif Pishnaim is Matana Kaya Rachmana. The Torah calls the Chilak HaBechira Matana. Being that it's called a Matana, until the Bechor is Zeichin in his Chilak, we don't look at it as his, and that's the Pshat why the Bechor is not Neutel Beroy Kibamuchsik. Being that it was Matana Kaya Rachmana, and until the Bechor says he wishes to be Zeich and he's Nachis to accept this Matana, it's not considered his yet, and therefore he's not Neitel Pishnaim in the Shvach Shespichu HaNechosim. But Dr. Ran, it's only until the Bechor says he's Maskim to accept this Matana, this Pishnaim that he's getting from the Father. Once the Bechor is Nachis and he speaks out that he's being Mekabel the Matana, he's now Zacha Bechelke, from that point on he can be Neitel Beroy Kibamuchsik. Memela Zoktik Tzois and Shlomo the Mefarish, that's the Pshat and Tzois' Teretz. Hagam that Tzois holds that the Tviya of Oivu Lezeh Yom Echad Ulezeh Shnei Yomim is not considered Tviya Sachaluka, that's not a mice of dividing up Nechasim. This that is Oivu Lezeh Shnei Yomim Ulezeh Yom Echad is only a Pshar Ba'almo, how they should be noted with this ever that they do not have a way to divide it up evenly. So being that it's not a Tviya, even though it's not a Tviya Sachaluka, Al-Koponim, being that the Bechor said he's masking to accept this Matana, he's accepting his Pishnayim, it's considered a Machor, that Bechor Shemicha Micha, and now the Bechor is now Zacha Bechelkai, and once he's Zacha Bechelkai, he's Neitel Afilu Neshvach Shespichu Nechosim, and he can be over the Zeshnayam Ulezei Yom Echad. Like Shekin in our sugi, which is discussing before the Bechor said he's masking to accept his chelik, before he's mekabel his matana, the losses lay pishnayim, so now it's still as the halacha of Tfusas Abayis, being that it's still as the halacha of Tfusas Abayis, the Bechor is not neitel beroy kibamuchsik, and according to the Rabbanon, the Bechor would not be neitel pishnayim in the mechakiris and the meischiris, he would not be neitel pishnayim in the vlad that the power was merlid, he's not neitel beroy kibamuchsik, being that he was not yet zeichin in the chasim. Akoponim it's yotzolonu tuma chlekis in between Tesis and the Rajba. He comes out of Machlekes, Tosfos and the Rashba had understand the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel. According to Tosfos, the halacha of Ovid Lezeh Yom Echad Ulezeh Shnei Yomim is a pshar ba'alma, had to be noig with the evident of Behemet Tmeya that we do not have a way to divide up. Therefore, in such a case, the way the noig is, the Ovid Lezeh Yom Echad Ulezeh Shnei Yomim, but it's not considered a chalukah. Mashenkin the Rashba holds that this is considered a chalukah, this that is Ovid Lezeh Yom Echad Ulezeh Shnei Yomim is considered a maisa chalukah. And Ein Chidushi Yab Shleime in Baba Basas and Mbezi's Mayach to Mepharish the Rajba. How is this a Chalukah? How is this that is Eivu Lezayim Echad Lezesh Nayamim? How could we consider this to be a Maisa Chalukah? In what way are the Nechasim divided up with this that is Eivu Lezayim Echad Lezesh Nayamim? And it's Yatalanu, another Machlekis, not understand the Allah of Bechor Shemicha Micha. The Gemara Daf Kuf Chavav tells us if the Bechor makes a Macho that he wishes to divide up the Nechasim, if it's Mahani is Macho, and from that point on he's Zacha Bechelkai, and he's Neitel Beroy Kibamuchsik. And Kipshute, the Rashba would understand the Gemara like the Pashtus of the Gemara that the Bechor is being Tevea to divide up the Nechosim. And once he's Tevea Chalukah and it's only Machmas, the brothers are being Me'akiv and not allowing him to divide it up, we look at the Nechosim, Kilo the Nischalka, Vahodin Nishtatfo, it's a Kilo the regular Shutfin, and being that the Bechor is Pishnaim in this Shutfis, he's Neitel Afilu Beroy, any Shvach Shashvichu Nechosim, he's Neitel Pishnaim from the Shvach also. And from Tosis, it's Yotzalonu Achidish, and this Mavur and the Rashbam and the Chidush Aran and Daf Kuf Chavav and Mefarish, the Gemara of Bechor Shemicha Micha, that the Bechor doesn't have to be Tevea Chalukah. The Bechor is to show that he's Nisratzeh to accept the Maton of the Pishnaim to be Zeicha Bechelka, he loses like Pishnaim, his Maton Akai Rachmono. As soon as the Bechor shows a Ritzoi that he wishes to accept his Maton, he wishes to be Zeicha Bechelka, at that point the Pishnaim is now his, and he's Zeicha Afilo Beroy Kimuchsik also, it's like his regular Nechasin that belonged to him, that he's Zeicha Pishnaim Afilo Beroy also. The Gemara begins to be mefarish the Braisa, the first halacha the Braisa had said, Abachonotu Pishnayim, Bezroya, Belechayim, Ubekeva, and the Manes Kuhuna, that he is Swirl as Mukhiv to give the coin from Behemoth that he shechted. On these Manes Kuhuna, the Bechor is Noitu Pishnayim. fragt die Gemara, Herr Azroya, weil ich ja in der Akeva, ich da mi ida osi le de Abu, and if the Yisrael already gave it to the father, pshita, then avada de Bechor is noitel pishnaim, it's regular moment da Abu, and vi de lay osi le de Abu in Royhu, fragt die Gemara, if the Yisrael did not yet give the Zroya lecha ya in der Akeva to the father, im kein it's Royhu, so is it that the Bechor is noitel pishnaim, bein a Bechor noitel beroi kima mochsik, the Bechor is not noitel pishnaim, beroi kima mochsik, And the Gemara answers, Hacha b'makire kuhuna askina, we are discussing a case where the Kohen is a makire kuhuna of the Yisrael, he's someone that he gives his matnes kuhuna to every single time, he always gives it to this Kohen, and imkein he's nechshav already a muchsik on the moment, ude ishtachet b'chaye avuin, it's already geshochten, the memo is already shechted b'chaye da avuin, and therefore makros the din of makire kuhuna, the father is considered a muchsik on the moment, ukesove ma'atonish lehumu k'mishahumu dabyin, And we all that the matonis that weren't yet hufresh and weren't yet given to the kohen, the lehumer, they weren't even hufresh from the behemah yet, are kimisha humudam, they're already considered hufresh and nechshav matnes kohuna, and therefore the father's considered a muchsik on these matnes kohuna because of the halacha makiri kohuna, umemela the bechor is neitel pishnaim, and it's not considered roi, the bechor could be neitel pishnaim because this moment's already a muchsik boy. On the etzim kash of the Gemara had asked, idle osi lide avuin royu, fact the Gemara, if the father wasn't yet zeichin the zwei lechayim and keva, why would the Bechor be neitel pishnaim? It's roy and the Bechor is not neitel pishnaim on roy. And we shayim ask a kasha, why is the Gemara only bothered by this that it's roy? It's mashmet's moment that belongs to the father, it's moment of the father that the sons are being yevish, only that it's roy and therefore the Bechor should not be neitel pishnaim because the Bechor is not neitel pishnaim by roy. L'chayva Yisrael l'chayayim in a keva that the Yisrael didn't give to the father is b'chlan that moment of the father. When the Yisrael goes now to give it to Yisrael, he's giving them of their own matnes kuhuna, he's giving it to them mechadosh. So why b'chlan would the b'chor get pishnaim? It's not a yirusha from the father, it's not just roi, it's einish aloi. In fact, why didn't the Gemara just ask the Yisrael l'chayayim v'keva if it wasn't osi l'idei avun, it's b'chlan that moment of the father and therefore it's not moment that the sons are taking b'yirusha. And the Rashi brings that the gears of the Re'eim and the Hanami, the Re'eim was Goyris, that we're not Goyris in the Gemara Royu, the Gemara's Kash was, Idle Osi Lide Avuin, Amai. Fact, the Gemara, if the Zoy Lechiaim and Kevah was like Osi Lide Avuin and the father wasn't Zoychin it, Amai, why would the Bechor be Neitel Pishnaim? And on that, the Rashi was Mefarish, the Gemara's Kash, Amai, that it's Einish Shalai, it's not the father's moment, so why would the Bechor get Pishnaim from this moment? They're giving now Mamanis Kunim Mechodesh to the assignments, Bechalam, that moment of the father, why would the Bechor get Pishnaim? But the gears of many Rishonim is that the Goyus in the Gemara is asking, Idle Osi, Lide Avuin is Royu, and Imkain, it's Shred Rishonim's Kasha, why do we say it's Royu? Lachayu, it's more than just Roy. It's Einish Shalai Bechlau, the father has no Schus Bechlau, in the Zroy Lachayim Vekev, and this Matin is Kuna, why would the Bechor be Neitel Pishnaim? Rabbeinu Yonah brings two Terutzim to this Kasha. The first Terutz, Rabbeinu Yonah brings is that the Yisrael told the father he's going to give him the Zroy Lachayim Vekev from this Behemoth. And being that he promised it to the father, Dr. Beni Yoina, when he comes later to give it to the Yisayim, and he gives it to the Yisayim, machmas this that he promised it to the father. The reason why he's giving it to the Yisayim is machmas the promise that he promised it to the father. Therefore, it blives that the Yisayim are getting it by Yerusha Savuan. And being that the Yisayim are getting it by Yerusha Savuan, the Bechor should be Neitel Pishnaim. Only the Gemara is asking, being that the father wasn't a muchzik in the moment, it was only a promise that the Yisrael promised it to the father, so being that the father's not a muchzik in the moment, in fact, the Gemara, the Bechor shouldn't get Pishnaim because it's Royu. But the Gemara wasn't bothered that's Bechlal, not the father's, being that the Yisrael only getting a machmas this, that the Yisrael promised it to the father, therefore it's considered the Yisrael being Yevish, their father, and may affect the Gemara only that it's Royu, so the Bechor shouldn't be Neitel Pishnaim. And it's Mabuah from this first teretz of Rabbeinu Yonah or Chiddush, Rabbeinu Yonah is saying this, that the Yisrael promised it to the father, and the Yisrael has to keep his word in order to mana emes, in order not to say a sheker, he has to keep his word. It's not just a dinim issa veheter that the Yisrael should keep his word. Hagam, the father, can be teiveit from the Yisrael, and it doesn't create a chiv and a shibud mamaini that the kohen could be teiveit from the Yisrael, and the Yisrael could be chayzer from this that he promised to give it to him. But Kozman is not chayzer, and Kozman is mekayim dibure, we see from the shas that he promised it to him, there's a madrega of a schus mamon. This that he promised in this mamon creates that there's a schus mamon the kohen has, and this is royal chayim and keva. Only this chus mamon doesn't say that it can be teiveit from the Yisrael, and doesn't say the Yisrael can't be chayzer from giving it to him. But there is a level of a chus mamon that if for now when the father dies, and the Yisrael gives it to the Yisayim, machmas this that he promised it to the father, we looked at the Yisayim yashin from the father, this chus mamon, and they're getting this Zroel Chayayim Akeva B'Yerusha Savuain, and there's a havmi of the Bechor Shminetel Pishnaim, in fact the Gemara, why is it the Bechor Shminetel Pishnaim, L'Chayritz Royu? The second teretz, Rabbeinu Yonah answers that the Gemara already knew that we are discussing the case of Makirei Kohuna, and Makirei Kohuna makes the Kohen into a muchzik in the Matnas Kohuna. Only the Gemara didn't know the Ukimta that we're discussing, that it was a Shtachit Bechai Davu, and the Gemara thought we were talking about a live behemoth still. B'meile, the Gemara knew that this Mammon belongs to the Kayin, being that it's Makirei Kohuna. The Kayin already has a Schus Mammon in this Mammon that in the behemoth that belongs to the Yisrael. Only fact, the Gemara, being that the behemoth wasn't Shechted yet, and the it wasn't yet Chal V'chir for the Yisrael to give the Zroi L'chiayim and gave it to the Kayin, B'meile, it's considered Roi, it's not considered Mammon that the father's Muchzik and it's only Roi. So even though the father has a Schus Mammon, Machmas Da'alacha Makirei Kohuna, he has a Schus Mammon in this Matnas Kohuna. And the sons are yashning this chus mamun, but al kapon, in fact, the Gemara, it's royu, and it's only royu, and the Bechor isn't like the Pishnaim, but royu kibbe mochsik. And it's a woof in the second teretz of Rabbi Yehuda Achidish, that when the behemoths are alive, we still see that there's a schus to manas kuna that the kehanim have to be neutral as royu lechayim in keva. I would have thought that the schus of manas kuna is only chal achas shchitas abehemim when the chiv is chal to give it. It's mevua from Rabbi Yehuda that the chiv, the schus of the kehanim to take Israel lechiyayim and keva is chalafilu bechai of the behemim before the behemim is geshachten, and therefore machmas the halacha of makirei kohuna, we would say that the kohen already has a schus mammon in the behemim to be neutral to Israel lechiyayim and keva, and it's this schus mammon that his sons are yashning only for the Gemara, being that he's not muchzik in the mammon because the chiv wasn't yet chal because the behemim is still alive, for the Gemara it's royu and ena bechonoitel pishnayim beroy kibem muchzik. The Gemara answers this kasha, this is that the Gemara asked, Ha'iz Roya v'alachayim v'akev was Roya and the Bechor shouldn't be neitel pishnayim. Zog the Gemara hocha b'makirei kuna askinan, we are discussing a case of makirei kuna. Zog the Rashbam, it's anche ha'ir ha'krevav u'makirev shal koyin zeh. The krevav u'makirev of this koyin, and therefore the koyin is nechshav ha'muchzik on the matnes kuna. We are discussing a case where it was a shtachit b'chai avu and amyod matonish lehumus k'misha homer damyan. And therefore, the Kayin, the father, is Nechshem and Muchzik on the Matnes Kohuna, and the Bechor would be Neitel Pishnayim in the Zroi Lechayim and Keva. And the Rishonim are Nechleku, what is the Svar for this that Makirei Kohuna, we say that the Kayin's Nechshav and Muchzik on the Mam and on the Zroi Lechayim and Keva, because he's Anche Yer, Kravim and Makirev Shal Kayin Zeh. Why is it that one who always gives to one Kayin is Matnes Kohuna, that makes the Kayin's Nechshav and Muchzik on the Matnes Kohuna, Afilu Kayin the Yisrael gives the Matnes Kohuna to the Kayin? And there are four sheetahs in the Rishonim to explain this halacha, why Makirei Kohuna is Nechshav already a Muchzik, the Kayin is Nechshav a Muchzik in the Matnes Kohuna. The Rashbam in Devar Maschil by Makirei Kohuna Askinan explains that the Anshe Yair HaKrevav Makirev Shal Kayin Zeh U'mezakim Leizikoi Gomer. They are mezakeh to the Kayin Azikoi Gomer, the mezakeh him, the Matnes Kohuna, being that the Yisrael has in mind to mezakeh to the Kayin Azikoi Gomer, to mezakeh to the Matnes Kohuna, therefore the Kayin is Nechshav a Muchzik on the Matnes Kohuna. Toysis in Devar Maschil Ochav Makirei Kohuna Askinan explains that it's doimit to the halacha of Matana Muetes. So Toysis Hainu Taimer that the Kohen Nachshav Muchzik Shezer Matana Muetes. And the Gemara Bab Metzia tells us that one who promises Lach Haveroi a Matana Muetes with Diburim Ba'almut's ready also Lach Seboi. So Toysis Makirei Kohuna being that he always gives it to this Kohen, therefore it's considered also Lach Seboi Machmas the halacha of Matana Muetes. Va'afilu b'diburim ba'almutz also to be chayzer, and even though if he is chayzer, the kohen can't be teveyet, because when he's not chayzer, the Yisrael is nechshav already a muchzik. The third sheet of Rashi in Gitnan, Daf Lamed, explains the halacha makirei kuna, why is it that the kohen is nechshav a muchzik, Zok Rashi, being that he always gives his matnes kuna to this kohen, all other kohanim masiach das from receiving this matnes kuna, Zok Rashi, being that shar kohanim amaschi da'atayu, that the masiach das and the meyayish from receiving the matnes kuna, therefore, this coin is nechshav the muchzik on the Matnes Kohuna. And there is a fourth shita, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda Narsugya. Rabbi Yehuda explained that it's a takanas chacham, they were also she'in a zeiche kezeiche. Chazal and Mesakin, they were also in a zeiche kezeiche, that b'makam it's makirei kohuna, b'makam that the coin always receives the Matnes Kohuna from this Yisrael, he always gives his Matnes Kohuna to this coin. He's Krevav, he's Anche Yair HaKrevav, U'makirev Shal Kayin Zeh. In such a case, there's a takonas chachomim that they were also shein ezeiche kezeiche, and therefore the coins nechshav amuchzik machmas this takonas chachomim that they were also shein ezeiche kezeiche. Akoponim, we have four shittas, the shita of the Rashbam Mezakel Ezekiel Gomer, the shita of Toysis, the makirei kuna is matanam uetes, the shita of Rashi that holds that shaka hanam ameyayish and the raskid that tayu minei, and the shita of Rabbi Yehuda explains it's also shein ezeiche kezeichem b'din takanas chacham the kohen's nechshav amuchzik. In the etzem shita of the Rashbam that the mezakin leizikur gomer l'chay one has to explain where is the ma'aseh kinyan. Hagam the Yisrael has in mind to mezakeh to the kohen azikur gomer to be maknet to him is matnes kohuna, but where is the ma'aseh kinyan? Where is the dibur? In what way was the Yisrael maknet to the kohen is matnes kohuna that now the kohen should be nechshav amuchzik? And the Rishash is mefarish this Rashbam u'mezakeh leizikur gomer zok the Rishash beliboy. Beliba, he was mezakeh to mezikur gomer, and that's enough to make the kohen into a muchzik. And the kavana of the Rishashim api the Rishashim bechayus and daf yitchesam mit beis. The Rishashim mefarish and toisus and bechayus and daf yitchesam mit beis. That there are times when there's a gemiras das even without a dibur and even without a ma'ase kinyan. There are times that it's borrowed that there's a gemiras das for Reuven to Makan to Shimon. In such a case, a kinyan can be created. I feel without a ma'ase kinyan. I feel without a dibur. As long as it's borrowed as a gemiras das, being that the ikar of ma'ase kinyan is the gemiras das that Reuven has a gemiras das to Makan to Shimon specific chayfets. Therefore, I feel without a dibur and I feel without a ma'ase. Also, with the gemiras das by itself, Reuven can Makan to Shimon. So what then over here, being that the Yisrael is gamar beliboy to give the manaskuna to this kohen, he always gives it to this kohen, and we can assume that he was gamar beliboy, there's a full gemiras das to give to the kohen the manaskuna, and the kohen's already nechshav a muchzik, it's nechshav, he was already kohen of these manaskuna, and therefore he's considered a muchzik, and the bechol would be neitel pishnaim, and the zroi lechayayim and keva. The geduli shmul is mefarish the ashbam, the mezakin lezikoy gamar, the kavon of the ashbam is that he's mashal loy mokam bachatzeroy. The kavon of the Yisrael is to be mashal amokam b'chatzeri to the koyin, and the koyin will be koyin to the Yisrael l'chayayim and kevu to kinyin of chatzah. The kavon of the Yisrael is to be makna to the koyin, the Yisrael l'chayayim and kevu to kinyin of chatzah. Only l'chayre this is shver, toysen daf behey amet aleph is mechiyach from the Gemara in Erevin, that the makna cannot be mashal amokam b'chatzeri to the koyin to be koyin of the chayfet. It's not enough for my kinyin if the makna is the one being mashal amokam, when the koyin cannot be koyin to kinyin of chatzah. And Taisis mechiyach this from a Gemara in Erevin. And in Kain, how is it over here that the Yisrael can be mashal amokam b'chatzeri to the koyin, that the koyin will be able to be koyin with the kinyin of chatzah, the zvay l'chayayim and the keva? And the chayyu yesh la'ayin in the kasha, yesh la'ayin with the shidas of Ashbam and daf pehei, if the Ashbam is masking to this halacha of Taisis, or the Ashbam is not masking to the halacha of Taisis, ayin sham. If you had to say the Ashbam is chaylik on Taisis and daf pehei, then the kasha is not shver. Over here, the Yisrael is mashal amokam to the koyin, and the koyin is koyin with the kinyin of chatzah, the zvay l'chayayim and keva. Zok the gedul shmuel, if the Ashbam is masking to this halacha of Taisis, then the chayyu yesh shver. How is it that the Yisrael is makna to the koyin by being mashal amokam b'chatzeri, that the koyin can be koyin with the kinyin of chatzah? And the gedul shmuel is masber, being that by matnas kahuna, the Yisrael does not have a bailus in the matnas kahuna. He only has tevis ana, he has a right to give it to whichever koyin he wants, but he doesn't have a bailus that the zroi l'chayayim akeva doesn't belong to him. It's moment shevet, it belongs to the kohanim, only the Yisrael has the tevis ana, he has the right to give it to eza koyin sheyirtze. So the gedul shmuel, being that it's not a chayfetz that belongs to the Yisrael, it's not really his chayfetz, the gami, in such a case, he is not considered the makna. He has tevis ana, he could choose which koyin to give it to, but he's not considered the makna on this zroi l'chayayim akeva. Being that he's not the makna, when he's mashal mokum to the koin to be zeich with the kinyan of chotzer, it's not considered the makna being mashal mokum to the koin to be zeich with the kinyan of chotzer, because he's not the makna in this mahani, this that he's mashal mokum to the koin to be zeich, and it's leidomi to taisen daf peyem and aleph, and therefore Dr. Ashbam, it's mezakin lezikoy gomor, that the Yisrael is mashal mokum to the koin, that he's zeich with the kinyan of chotzer, he's able to be zeich in the zroi l'chayim and kevu, he's nachshav amuchsik, and male the bechol kuminetol pishnaim, it's not considered roi, it's considered moment amuchsik, by the father already. In Taisvis Teres, Taisvis is mefarish makirei kuhuna that hainu taimutz doimutu matana muretes v'osa lachsavay, being that the Yisrael is osa lachsavay, therefore the koin is nechshav amuchsik. And l'chayiv Taisvis needs beer, why is it? Because it's considered like a matana muretes and it's osa lachsavay, being that the Yisrael is osa to be choyzi, therefore the koin is nechshav amuchsik. How does the isa to be choyzi create that the koin should be nechshav amuchsik? L'chayiv it's only an isa to be choyzi, but there is no schus mamin. So with what is the koin muchsik by and is able to be marisha lebanav? The Ksei Sa'achoshin in Simin Reishai in Chesif Kotten Tezvav as a Nidin, if Reuven promised to Shimon to give him Mammon, and Reuven made a Shvua, he will give this Mammon to Shimon, and now it's also for Reuven not to give the Mammon to Shimon, he asked him Mekayim a Shvua. If Shimon dies, is Reuven Mechayiv to give the Mammon lebanav, the Shimon Moirish this Mammon that Reuven promised to give him lebanav? And the Ksois is Mechiyach from our Toysis to receive a Mokim that it's also for Reuven to be Chayzer, it's considered as Chos Mammon by Shimon, and Shimon could be Marisha Lebanav. Just like we find by Makire Kuna, which Taisis says is Deimutum Atana Muetes, and it's Nechshav the Koyin is a Muchzik, and the Bechor is Eitel Pishnaim, because it's Nechshav Muchzik by the Koyin, Zok the Ksai Sachoshin, who Adin, when it comes that Reuven made a Shvut to give Mammon to Shimon, it's Nechshav that Shimon has a Schus Mammon, being that Reuven's Asa Lachse boy that says that Reuven has, Shimon has a Schus Mammon, and if Shimon dies, he's Moivish this Schus Mammon the Bonof. And the chayv of the beer of the ksois is doimut to the way we explained earlier, Rabbi Nuyayna, that when Reuven promises to Shimon to give him mammon, even though Reuven could be chayzer in dinei mammonis, and Shimon cannot be teveya Reuven bedin, but that creates a it's not just the din issa veheta that Reuven can't be chayzer, there's a madrega of a schus mammon, that Shimon has a schus mammon by Reuven, that Reuven has to give him the money. Only this schus mammon is not meshabed, and Shimon can't be teveya, and can't be chayfer Reuven to give it to him. But being that it's also Ruven Lachsaboy, that already creates a Madrego of Schos Mammon that Shimon has in Ruven. And Mele Tosis is saying, B'makim that it's also for Reuven to be Chayze, B'makim that it's Makirei Kuno, it's a Matan Muetes, that it's also for the Yisrael to be Chayze, when Dr. Tzoyis, who had been by a Shvuah, where it's also for Reuven to be Chayze, meaning that he made a Shvuah, he promised this moment to Shimon. In such a case, that's enough of a Schos moment to say Shimon, or the Kohen is considered a Muchsik in the moment, and it's moment that he's Moivish Lebanov, and not only is Moivish Lebanov, but he's Muchsik in the moment that the Bechor will be Neitel Pishnayim, and that's the Gemara's there, it's a Makirei Kuno, the Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim, and the Zwei Lechayim and Keva, being that it's daimut matanim uetes, it's also lachzibah, it's nechshar amuchzik by the kohen, and he's mevishe lebanim, and the bechor is neitel pishnayim. The Nesivis and Simon Reisha in Ches is chaylik on the ktsais, and the Nesivis says, Reuven made a shvuah to Shimon, in such a case, Shimon is not considered a muchzik in the mammon, just because Reuven's also lachzibah does not create a schus mammon, that Shimon is considered enough for a muchzik to be able to mevishe lebanim. So the Nesivis, this that Tosfos says by Makirei Kuno when it comes to Matnas Kuno, being that it's daimut matanim uetes and it's aser lachzaboy, the male of the kohen is nachshav a muchzik and he can merisha the bonim is dafka by Matnas Kuno. And Dr. Nesivis, the reason is because by Matnas Kuno, it's really mom and shevet, it doesn't really belong to the Yisrael. The Yisrael only has a tevis ha'anoa, he has a schus to choose which kohen he wants to give it to. But it's not really his mom and it's only a schus to give to the mom and to ezeh kohen sheyirtze. So the Nesivis being that the entire schus that the Yisrael has is a tayvus anot to pick which coin to give it to, and he's mechuyev to give it to this coin. It's aser lachzib, but in such a case, the coin's very nechshav amuchzik. Being that it's really mam and shevet and it really belongs to the coin, only the Yisrael has a schus to choose which coin, and now it's us for him to pick a different coin. He has to give it to this coin. That's enough to say that the coin's very nechshav amuchzik, and he can be merisha lebanav. Mashiach, when it comes to Stam Mammon that Reuven promised to Shimon, where it's not that it doesn't belong to Shimon Bechlal, and Shimon has no Schus Mammon, it's only also for Reuven, the Issa Vehet, that Reuven has to Mekayim Mishvu, in such a case, it's not considered Mammon that's Muchsik by Shimon, and Shimon cannot be Moirish this Mammon Lebanov. The stipler in Gittin and Simon Chafalaf is Mazbah this Machlekes to Ksais and the Nesivis. And he says the Machlekes to Ksais and the Nesivis is how to understand Tavis Anah. What is the Schus Tavis Anah that the Yisrael has in the Matnes Kahuna that he could pick which coin to give it to? Do we say the schus the Yisrael has is that the Yisrael owns the Matnas Kuna Legami? He owns the Matnas Kuna that now he just can't eat it, so he gives it to whichever coin he wants, but he has a full bailus and bum and cold money that before he gives it to the coin, it belongs to the Yisrael, and he can give it to any coin he wants. Or do we say, Be'etzim, the mum belongs to the Kehanim? The Matnas Kuna B'shasaf Roshosim belong to the Kehanim, it's mum and Shevet. The Yisrael has no schus mum and Bechlal in the Matnas Kuna. He has a schus of Tavis Hanot to give it to Eze Koin Shiyitza to pick the coin, which coin will be Zeichen, this that the Mammon belongs to all the Kehanim, which specific coin would be Zeichen this Mammon, that's the schus that the Yisrael has to pick which coin. But it's Bechlal, not the Mammon of the Yisrael, it really belongs to Mammon Shevet. So the disciple of the Ksois understood that Tavis Hanot means that the Yisrael owns the Matnes Kuna. He owns it and he can give it to whichever coin he wants, he's maknet to whichever coin he wants. Memele, it's Daimah, just like by Matnes Kuna, we find the Issa Lachzer, but he says that the coin is the Muchzik. Who would in if Reuven is Nishba to Shimon? Shimon becomes the Muchzik in the moment, being that Reuven's also Lachzibai. Mashiach, the Nesivis understands Tavis Arnoh is the Pshat, it's Mom and Shevet, and the Yisrael is a Schus to pick Ezer Koin Shayetza, but he has no Bailus of Mom in the Matnas Kuna. Being that it doesn't belong to the Yisrael, it's like Dami to the case of Shvuah. In the case of Matnas Kuna, it already belongs to Ol Kehanim, it's already Mom and Shevet, the Yisrael doesn't have a Bailus of Mom. Once it's also Lachzibai, that's Mavkiah, his Schus to pick Ezer Koin Shayetza, so we see it belonging to the Koin that he's Mukhayev to give it to. Mashiach, when it comes to a shvua that Reuven was nishbat to Shimon to give him a matana, in such a case, where it's mamish mammon of Reuven, it's bechlal not mammon of Shimon, in such a case, we say that Shimon is not the muchzik on the mammon, and if Shimon dies, he cannot be marish this mammon lebanav. The Bachanan in Kavit Shiurim is mazbe taste is different than the ktsais and the nesivis, so Bachanan is mazbe similar to the one of the mahalchim we explained in the Rashbam. The Bachanan brings the taste on ksubis and daf kuf beis that by matana muetes, the being that is a gmiras das, bediba ba'almo, there's a gmiras das, I feel without any maisa kinyan, in such a case it creates a kinyan, I feel with a diba ba'almo. So Dr. Bachanan, who had done over here, being that this da'alochim matana muetes, who had done when it comes to makirikuna, being that there's a gmiras das, I feel without a maisa kinyan, it's considered already that the coins are muchzik in the moment, it's killed the Yisrael was already makna to the coin, the matnas kahuna, and the coins were nechshav muchzik, I did alochim matana muetes, which are Bachanan's mazber, it's the alocha of a gmiras das, bediba ba'almo, without a maisa kinyan. Only factor Bachanan, if it's considered that the Yisrael was already makna to the coin, we are going to look at it, kill the coin is already kind of the matnas kahuna. So is it that Tosfos says that Agam that the Yisrael is able to be Chayzer, Kolzman is not Chayzer, we consider the coin to be the Muchzik. If you had to say like the Halacha of Matanim Uetis, that it's considered that the Yisrael is very magnetized to the coin, is a Gemiras Das without a Maisikinyan, the coin is already coin of the Matnas Kahuna, So how is it that Tosis can say that the Yisrael could be chayzer, but only Kovman is not chayzer, the Kohen is the mochzik? What right does the Yisrael have to be chayzer if the Kohen already owned the matnes kohuna? And Dr. Bachanan, we have to say to explain Tosfos, this that Tosfos says the Yisrael could be chayzer is that this that the Yisrael is magnet to the coin is a gmiras das to be magnet to the coin, that the coin should be nechshav the muchzik on this madness kohuna. It's considered that he's magnet him with the tonight. He's only being magnet to him with tonight that he doesn't want to be chayzer. But if he wants to be chayzer lebesayf, in such a case he was never magnet him meikara. It's a aknah to the coin on tonight. This that Tosfos says the Yisrael could be chayzer is because it's considered aknah tonight, and therefore we say that if the Yisrael is chayzer, then the kinyan is batal meikara. But because when the Yisrael is not chayzer, then the Yisrael is already makne to the kohen. The kohen is nechshav muchzik, and the bechor can be neitel pishnayim. It could be that the kohen is already muchzik, already muchzik be aravu, and it's not considered roi. And the bechor can be neitel pishnayim, like mammon that's muchzik by the father. The third mahalach we said over was the shita of Rashi and Gittin. Rashi and Gittin explained the halacha makirekuna being that sharkai hanem are aschi datayim minayu and the miyayish minay. Therefore we say it, but the kohen who the Yisrael usually gives it to is considered the muchzik in the mammon. And the stipler in Gittin in Simen Chaf is mefarish this shita of Rashi is like the stipler being that the mammon of matnas kuna is mammon shevet and belongs to all kohanim. It doesn't belong to the Yisrael, it belongs to all kohanim. The kohanim, this is mammon that belongs to the shevet hakohuna. And Sharkai Hanim are Aschi Datayim Minei, the Miyayish from this moment, being that this Yisrael always gives it to this Kohen, and the other Kohanim know that the Yisrael will give it to the Kohen, Mimel, the Miyayish Minei. So the disciple of being that the other Kohanim are Miyayish Minei, therefore this Kohen is Nachshav HaMuchzik, not Machmas, his Egen Eschus, his own Schus that he has to be Zeich in this moment. He's considered the Muchzik because he now represents the Mammon Shevet. He's the only Kohen that wasn't Miyayish that's still included in the Mammon in the Shevet HaKahuna. And being that this mammon belonged to the Shevet HaKahuna and Shakai Hanim, I'm a Yayish Minei, some Mamele, it's left by this coin, and that's why this coin is Nechshav the Muchzik. He's Zeich in this mammon, Midin Mammon Shevet HaKahuna. He's considered a Muchzik in the mammon, he's Mamisha the Bonav, and the Bechor is Nitel Pishnaim, it's not considered Roy, it's considered Muchzik by the Father. Akoponim, he said, over four Shitas from Mepharish Makiri Kahuna. The sheet of the Ashbam Mezaka and the Zika Gomer, we said over to Mahalachim, be these Mezaka with his Gmir's Das, without any Debo, we said over the Mahalach that he's Mashal and Mokam Bachat Seva and he's Makne to the Koyan, I day this to the Koyan Zeich with the Kinyan of Chotze. And Tesis explained that Makive Kuna is the Matonim Wetas that's Asa Lachse boy, we said over Machlikis Tixis and the Nasivis Tixis says, I feel by a Shvuah also, any time it's Asa for the Makne to be Chayzer, but already the Koyan is considered he has a Schus in it, and it's a Schus Mam that he can Marisha the Banav. And the Nasivis explained it's Dafka by Makive Kuna with Mam and Shevet and already belongs somewhat to all the Kehanim in such a case, but the Yisrael only has Tavis Ana, it's Asa Lachse boy, it's Paka is Schus of the Tavis Ana, now belongs to the Koyan, he's considered a Muchzik boy, and he can be Marisha the Banav. And we said over Bachanan is Masber Tosfos that it's a Gemiras Das without a Dibur, it's like a Matana Muetis, which a Bachanan is Masber is considered a Kinyan. But even with Adam Isa Kinyan, there's a Gemiras Das with a Dibur Baalmo. And Zakta Bachanan a Chiddush, so why is it that Tosfos says the Yisrael can be Chayzer? Zakta Bachanan, we have to say that it's considered he was Maknetim, but tonight that if he wants to be Chayzer, there is no Kinyan Bechlau. And if he's not Chayzer, the Kohen's a Muchzik, and if he's Chayzer, the Yisrael has a right to be Chayzer. The third sheet was the sheet of Rashi and Gittin that Shakaihanim Amaschi Datayim Minei, the stipler is Masber, that being that it's Mammon Shevet and belongs to all Kaihanim, and Shakaihanim Amaschi Daitim Minei and Miyayish Minei. Therefore, in such a case, the only Kayan left who still has the Schus of the Mammon Shevet is this Kayan that the Yisrael always gives it to him, and he's considered Muchzik and Kimurisha the Banov. And the fourth Malach we said over is the sheet of Ben Yaina that it's a Takanas Chachamim. They were Asush and Azeche Kezeche, they're Mesakan at the Kayan Shabinachshav and Muchzik. I did this Takan of Asush and Azeche Kezeche. The Gemara continues to be mefarish the Braisa. The Braisa had told us that the Bechor is neitel pishnayim in Zoyel Chiyayim Mekeva ube Mektoshin. The next case the Braisa had said is that the Bechor is neitel pishnayim in Mektoshin. In fact, the Gemara, why is it that a Bechor is neitel pishnayim in Mektoshin? It's Lavdi Deinin, who doesn't belong to the father Bechlau. So how is it that the father can be Moirishel Abonov? And the Gemara answers, we are discussing Bekochim Kalim Veliba de Reb Yesi Aglili Dama Mamim Bailamu. It belongs to the Bailim, the Beis Aglili holds that Kochim Kalim or Shlom is Mamim Bailamu, the Tanya, Molam Al Bashem, the Rabbis Kochim Kalim, Shem Mamim Bailam, Divi Reb Yesi Aglili. So according to Reb Yesi Aglili, a Shlom belongs to the Bailim. In such a case, he is considered a Muchzik, he can be Merishai Lebanov, and Mamayo the Bechor can be Natal Pishnaim, but because it's Mamim of the Father. And Kipshuti the Gemara is Kasha Mikdoshin Lavdi Deinin, the Gemara is asking that it doesn't belong to the father Bechlal, so why is it that the sons are Yarshnig and the Bechor should be Natal by Pishnayim? The Rashbam is mefarish the Gemara's kasha of Mukdoshin Lab delayed the carbon of the Gemara is not that it doesn't belong to the father Bechlal. The Rashbam explains ki goin chatois v'ashomis mechayim kochi ha'ashem ninu v'yeshba and me'ilo koz man shle nishchitu. Avo shlomim ein ba me'ilo, ha'shlomim doesn't have me'ilo ki darshin and the Rashbam means the Joshua that ha'shlomim doesn't have me'ilo. So the Rashbam u'miyo ein ha'mamayne, the shlomim is not the moment of the bayam, the mikdash mi'akachi v'loi karina bu b'chol ha'shayim otzeloi. So the Rashbam, it's mikdash mi'akachi, it is kodesh, even though it doesn't have me'ilo, v'loi karina bu b'chol ha'shayim otzeloi, and therefore the b'chorot could not be neitah b'pishnayim, and that's the Gemara's kasha, mikdash and lav delay ninu. It's mevuah that the Rashbam understood this, that the Gemara's kasha, that the b'chor shouldn't be neitah b'pishnayim, is because loi karina bu b'chol ha'shayim otzeloi. Hagam, it belongs to the Bailam, and it is somewhat his, but it's like Karina Bu Bechol HaShayim Otzeloi, it's Nismait from the Pasuk of Kol HaShayim Otzeloi, that therefore the Bechor should not be Neitel Bo Pishnayim. It's similar to the Halach of Roy, that a Bechor is not Neitel Pishnayim, but Roy, who didn't, this is not called Kol HaShayim Otzeloi, and therefore the Bechor is not Neitel Bo Pishnayim. And Lechavi, this needs explanation, why is it that Rashbam is Mepharish, that it's Nismait only from Kol HaShayim Otzeloi, that the Bechor shouldn't be Neitel Bo Pishnayim, and Rashbam doesn't explain the Gemara Kipshutai, that Mekdosh and Lav Dilenin, who doesn't belong to the father, it belongs to Hekdesh, and therefore he cannot be Marisha Lebanov. In Shuri Reb Shmuel is Masber, that Avada, a person who owns a carbon, it is considered somewhat Bemoinin, there's a level of bilus a person has on the carbon that says, we find the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that the Yoshim and Iskape Bekufio, they do get a level of Kapara on the Korban Shalavim, that the Makiv Lacha Misa Savi, and there's a level of Kapara that the Yoshim and Iskape are they that covers our Korban. So we see there is a level of violence a person has on his Korban. The Gemara's Kashim, Mekdoshin, Lav Delay didn't mean to ask that Hektish doesn't Bechlau belong to the Bailam. The Gemara's Kashim, Mekdoshin, Lav Delay was asking that this, that the Bailam has a schust of Achilo to eat the Korban Shlomim. The Bailam has a schus achila, is not a mamonistic of Bailas, that it's his basar, that he has a right and a mamonistic of Bailas to eat this basar, lacha shenikar v'akarbin. This that he has a schus to be the oichel, the Bailam is oichel the carbon, shlom is a schus that he has in the carbon. But it's not a Bailas mamoini. The male effect, the Gemara, he's not a muchzik in the basar to be able to say that he should be mevishe lebonav and the bechoy shmineta bo pishnayim. It's a schus that he has, lacha shenikar, that he should be zeich in the basar and be allowed to eat it. But it's not a mamonistic of Bailas. In fact, the Gemara, it's only Roy. It's like Avod, that he has a schus kviya on. He has a schus over here, la'achash ha'nikav, he has a schus to eat the basa. But it's not mamish, his mom in the male effect, the Gemara, it's mikdosh and lav delay, it's mered, the Ashbam is mefarish, that's only Roy, and it's not muchsik, by swayzit, that the bechosh b'nei to bop pishnayim. V'oyesh, the farish, the Gemara is kasha by fenache, that the Gemara is asking, the Gemara is asking mikdosh and lav delay, and the Ashbam is saying that by a carbon shlom, it's nismait from kolash ha'im motzi, that the bechosh not eat the bop pishnayim. The Gemara does not mean to ask from the halacha of Roy that we find that Kol HaShayim Motzilo is Mimayit, that a Bechor is not Neutel B'Roy Kirimuchzik. The Kavan of the Rashbam is a new halacha, similar to the halacha of Roy, that from the Pasuk of Kol HaShayim Motzilo we see that only Mamonis that's Motzi to the Father, it's the Mamon that we can call Yimotzilo, it's Motzi to him, in such a case the Bechor is Neutel B'Pishnayim. But Mamon is that we can't call Motziloi, Agam it's his Mamon, but if it's not called Motziloi, either mitam Roy, that we find the Halacha Bechor is not Neitel Pishnayim B'Roy, or for any other reason that this Mamon is not called Motziloi, in such a case the Bechor is not Neitel B'Pishnayim. The Mele Zok the Rashbam, when it comes to Hektish, when it comes to Kochim, Hagam is considered the Bailas, and we find the Yoshim could Yarshin the Karbon, that if the Mak of the Karbon, Lacham Isa Savim, they do get some level of Kapara. But Al Kaponim, it's not considered Mamon that's Motzi to him. We find the Gemara in Baba Kama is remained from the halacha of by Tvicho Mechira when one is going to the behemoth of the Tovcho and Mechor and is Meshalam Dalat Vehei. And the Gemara is remained from the Gunav mi Beis Ha'ish v'lay mi Beis Hektish. There's a mir that Hektish, moment of Kocher Kochim, is not considered mi Beis Ha'ish. It's not considered in the Beis Ha'ish. It's not considered fully his. Hagam it's Memoiner and he has a level of bailus over the Kochim, but it's not considered the Beis Ha'ish. It's not considered in his house. Being that it's Hektish and he's also to Mishtamish by it as Dina Hektish on Lava Mela, it's not considered Beis Ha'ish. When it comes to our Gemara, also Zok the Gemara, it's not considered Motziloi. Zok the Rashbam, it's not considered Kol HaShayim Motziloi. Being that as Dine Hektish Olav, and there's a chesaron in his bailus that he can't use and do with it whatever he wants. It has to be Nikav as a carbon. It's also Lishtamish boy. In such a case, there's a chesaron in Kol HaShayim Motziloi. It's not considered Mamana Motziloi. Mele effect the Gemara Mukdoshin Lav Dileinu. Effect the Gemara the Bechor should not be Neitel Bo Pishnayim because it's Lav Dilei because it's not Mamana that's Motziloi and it's not Nismayit from the pasuk of Kol HaShayim Motziloi to be made this Mamana that the Bechor should not be Neitel Bo Pishnayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.